Major moves are afoot in baseball as Yankee fans ponder the acquisition of Red Sox center fielder Jacoby Ellsbury. The Associated Press reports the Yankees reached an agreement with Ellsbury yesterday for a 7-year deal worth $153 million. To help us understand what this means for the Yankees' aging lineup and their ability to keep 5-time All-Star Robinson Cano, we are joined by Josh Levin. He is Slate's executive editor and host of the sports podcast Hang Up and Listen. Welcome back to WNYC, Josh.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Ellsbury will look great clean-shaven, but he's old by baseball standards. He's 30, and he's expensive. Is this a good buy?
He's not old by Yankee standards, though. He's only 30. Yeah. He's not 40 like Jeter. I think that you have to consider that the Yankees are playing a different game from everyone else, and baseball cost containment is not something that they really have to think about. They're not the Tampa Bay Rays. And so 7 years, $153 million is a lot to spend, but consider that if the Yankees have another poor season next year, their TV ratings went down, their attendance went down, and it would actually cost the Yankees more to have another bad year than it will cost them to pay out big money for a player who will substantially improve their roster.
So what are they acquiring when they get Ellsbury? What do they want him to do? $20 million a year until he's 37. I understand he's known for his speed, but isn't that something that declines when guys start hitting their late 30s?
Yeah, you would think, but every study that's been done, if you look at players of his type, speedy outfielders, they actually age very well compared to other major league players, other groups. And he has a high on-base percentage, which is something that's very important to baseball executives these days. It's another trait that seems to carry on well with age. And he's a great defender. He plays a great outfield, and defense was something that was lacking with the Yankees last year.
Does getting Ellsbury mean the Yankees are looking good for the playoffs, or do you expect them to spend even more to help shore up their postseason possibilities?
Yes and yes.
Uh-huh.
Spend. They also signed Brian McCann, who's one of the best catchers in baseball, and there are other free agents that they're looking at, and the most important guy out there is their own free agent, Robinson Cano.
Yeah, let's talk about Cano, second baseman, free agent this year, asking for a lot of money. What does a deal with Ellsbury mean for the likelihood of Cano staying with the Yanks?
So the Yankees were talking a very good game about cost containment, actually, prior to the Ellsbury signing. If they keep the payroll less than $189 million, then their luxury tax rate will reset, which means they won't have to pay as much into the revenue-sharing kitty. But now it seems like they're just going to blow through the luxury tax line, as we love the Yankees to do every year. So it seems like Ellsbury is not going to actually affect whether they re-sign Cano, I wouldn't say.
He's being represented by rapper Jay-Z, who is new to sports agency. What kind of an agent do you think he wants to be?
So it's actually a pretty common, system that Jay-Z has worked out with CAA Sports. He's kind of the face of the agency. There's a man named Brody Van Wagenen who is going to be kind of the hardcore negotiating figure. But Jay-Z is great at getting athletes in the door. They've signed Kevin Durant to CAA with Jay-Z's help, and he's gotten Cano in baseball. So I think he's going to be good for recruiting athletes. He's somebody that maybe could charm an owner and a team official, and it really only takes one team to get a big money deal. If Cano gets just one owner to fall in love with him, that's all that you need.
The Yankees notoriously raid the Red Sox for players. I'm thinking Johnny Damon. I'm thinking, hey, Babe Ruth. Plenty of Red Sox fans in New York City. What does losing Ellsbury to the hated Yankees mean for them?
I've actually heard today that fans of both teams are kind of annoyed by this deal.
Really?
Maybe Yankees fans are worried that they won't be able to get Cano because of the Ellsbury money. Red Sox fans are a little bit annoyed that he's going to the evil empire. But, both teams are going to reload. The Red Sox have a guy, Jackie Bradley Jr., who's got a similar skill set to Ellsbury. And, if he plays well, they'll have forgotten about him by opening day 2014.
Josh Levin is the executive editor of Slate and host of the sports podcast Hang Up and Listen, talking to us about the acquisition by the Yankees of Red Sox outfielder Jacoby Ellsbury. Thank you so much, Josh.
Thank you.